Looking at all these happy places, happy faces, huh? So much dukkha in your life, huh? And there are still people wearing masks, huh? I don't believe it, huh? If you're afraid to die, don't be born. Because if you're born, you will die. No matter what, you cannot evade death. Huh? No? These. Are you Buddhist or what? Huh? Do you believe in the teaching of the Lord Buddha or not? Huh? Huh? What did the Lord Buddha teach? Huh? Huh? We are born, huh? And we get older, we get sick, and we die. Huh? Did the Lord Buddha teach us, you know, that we are dying of COVID or a heart attack or whatever, a stroke? Huh? No, he said we die because of our karma. Huh? Once the karma is, what is mata you? Once the karma is finished, then we die. No matter what you do. You can run around like we see, you know, in Singapore, running, you know. Huh? That doesn't help, yeah? Hmm? That doesn't prolong your life. Huh? You don't believe? Huh? You don't believe the Lord Buddha? Huh? When we are born, you know, we have a clock ticking. Yeah? Once a clock, yeah, stops ticking, then we die. No? 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 Don't believe? Huh? Eat medicine, go to the hospital, you know, prolong your life? Yeah? No, you cannot prolong your life if you don't have the karma. Hmm? And if we, you know, I mean, even, you know, if something happens, you know, I mean, you don't die, yeah? Even if the rest of the people around you die. Because you don't have the karma to die. Not yet. Yeah? Why don't you believe it, huh? wherever I go, you know, still masking. Yeah, I mean, think, and they even think, you know, it protects from viruses. Huh? These masks, you know, these kind of clinical masks protect from blood, you know, or from spittle or things like that, yeah? But not from viruses. The viruses are, very small. They can go through the mask, huh? Nobody told you yet? Huh? Look it up. But, I mean, these Asians, you know, the Thais are the same, you know, Thais, Indonesians are all the same, yeah. Believe, yeah. I'm from the West, you know. I never believe anything that the government tells me. Because I know they just lie, And especially the pharmaceutical industries, yeah. Every year, you know, they come out with a new, you know, sickness, yeah? And in order to sell some more drugs, yeah? Oh, you're sick of this, you need to take this drug. You're sick of that, you know, you need to take this drug. Every year, yeah? New disease, yeah? What is it coming now? Which kind of flu is coming now? I don't know, yeah? And everybody, we have to protect ourselves, huh? Why don't you protect the citta, huh? Because that is the one that goes into the next life. Huh? Protecting the body has no problem, huh? It has no purpose, yeah? I mean, all your life, you know, I mean, from the age of you're born, you know, I mean, you learn to walk, you learn to talk, you learn to read, you learn to write, yeah? And you learn to think, you know, 18 years, you know, in order to be able to use this body, you know? Yeah? How long can you use it? 30, 40 years, yeah? Until it loses its strength, yeah? And then you just wait for death to come, yeah? But all of your life, you know, you put into this body, you know, that will die anyway, huh? And in the citta that goes from this life to the next life, you know, huh? Don't care, huh? No? We don't care about, you know, it is just like, you know, I mean, well, Singaporeans, yeah, I mean, they have lots of beautiful cars, you know, German cars, you know, see a lot of them, Toyota, yeah. I mean, they look after their car, but they never look after the driver. Huh? Huh? When the car is broken down, you know, and cannot be repaired, you know, they go and get a new car, yeah. But they never train the driver, yeah. Today I just saw an accident, you know. I mean, somebody crashed in somebody else, yeah? Yeah? Because they're not careful enough, yeah? And that's the same thing with this body, yeah? I mean, we take care of this body so that it stays healthy, you know, but, you know, the thing that you do, you know, in order, fitness, yeah? I mean, where do these ideas come from? The West. Huh? Huh? Yeah. I mean, look at the West, what it's doing, yeah? The only thing it knows what to do is war. Huh? No? I heard in Singapore they don't even know, you know, the war between Israel and Palestine, yeah? The genocide that is taking place, huh? That's what they do. That's what the best at, yeah? Their industries is all, you know, war, yeah? To kill other people, yeah? And when we are Buddhists, you know, I mean, we know we shouldn't kill other people. No, we shouldn't harm other people, huh? That's why you listen to the West. You want to, you know, you want to, the modern tanks or, you know, modern airplanes or whatever, yeah, huh? To kill other people, huh? That's what the West is good at, yeah? Including my own country, yeah? I'm so sick of it, you know, when I look at it, what they are doing. Yeah? Really sick of it, yeah? I mean, they lie, you know, and they, yeah? I mean, Germany, you know, I mean, I'm from Germany, yeah? I mean, we killed so many Jews in the Second World War, yeah? Now we support even, you know, the genocide, you know, in Israel, yeah? Of the Palestinians, yeah? 45% of the weapons come from Germany that the Israeli used to slaughter, you know, the Palestinians. Huh? That's my country, you know. I'm so sick of it, yeah. You can't believe it, you know, that they don't learn anything, yeah. But that is the way of the world, yeah. We are born, we die, and we forget everything. In the next life, we just do the same thing, yeah. Yeah. Huh? We just work, yeah. Burn, die, yeah. And then, yeah, do it again. Go to university, find a job, you know. Or don't go to university and find a job, yeah. Work. So much fun, huh? 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 Yeah? I have no problem with you. It's your life, yeah? You have to take responsibility for your life, yeah? Yeah? I mean, what is the Lord Buddha's teaching all about? Finding the way out of samsara. Huh? You ever heard of samsara? Huh? Going round and going round, born, death. Yeah? Yeah. Sometimes we're in hell, then in the ghost realm, then we come back as human being. Some of us might go to heaven, you know, before they go to hell, or go to hell first and then go to heaven, you know. Before they come back as a human being and then do enough good and bad karma, you know, to go up and down again, yeah? Roller coaster, yeah? The roller coaster of life, yeah? Or hamster wheel, yeah? I like samsara, being a hamster wheel, yeah? Running, yeah? I mean, next time look at a hamster wheel, hamster in a hamster wheel. Running, but not going anywhere. That's us. One life after the other, running, working very hard, yeah? But what do we have in the end? Huh? Huh? What? Huh? The body fails. I mean, and we took so much care, yeah? Huh? We eat, you know, the Malaysians and the Singaporeans are the same, you know, I mean, They have so much medicine. They eat medicine like a staple food, you know. I mean, this kind of medicine, that kind of medicine, this I need to take, that I need to take. Yeah? Instead of, you know, eating healthy food, you know, that's all what we need. Yeah. Think about it, yeah. I mean, I'm only here, you know, to wake you up, but, you know, most of you are fast asleep, yeah. I mean, it's so difficult, you know, I need so much energy, you know, to wake you up, to make you aware of what is coming up, yeah? What is going, yeah? What is coming around, yeah? I mean, you want to be born again, huh? Ask yourself, yeah? Look at the babies, you know what they do, or the toddlers, you know, I mean, learning to walk, learning to talk, then going to school again, yeah? The teacher, you know, We all love that so much, huh? Yeah, so we do it over and over and over again, yeah? One life is not enough, yeah? In this life we want to be a doctor, in the next life we want to be a farmer, you know? In the next life we want to be the president, you know? And raking in money and so on, yeah? What can you buy with money? Not happiness, yeah? Where does happiness arise? In the heart, yeah? Where does dukkha arise? Dissatisfaction arise? In the heart, yeah? But nobody ever looks at the heart. Huh? We all look outside, you know. We look at this person, oh, look at him, you know, he's not good. Look at him, he's not good. Look what he's doing, you know. But we never look at ourselves, you know, what we are doing, huh? We're very good, you know, in judging other people or criticizing other people, yeah. And we get very angry if somebody else criticizes us, huh? But we do it constantly with others, huh? Husband and wife getting angry at each other, yeah? For what, yeah? Because of your own dukkha. Well, that's why you get angry at somebody else, yeah? Because you don't look in your heart, yeah? Because if you would look in the heart, that is there, so the dukkha arises there, yeah? Not because of somebody else, yeah? Another person with a mask. Ha! What is she doing? Coming late, not understanding a thing, huh? Take it off. Wow! I'm just talking, constantly talking about, you know, I mean looking, yeah? I mean not understanding Buddha's teaching, yeah? That's cold, that's warm. I mean, the Lord Buddha, you know, I mean, how many life after life after life did he train? 180 eons to become a Buddha. In order to give us the teaching, to teach us, you know, the proper way, you know, how to view the world, you know, how to get out of samsara, yeah? And what do we do? Entering this ear, right ear, or, yeah, and coming out the other ear, yeah? Oh, yeah, you listen very intently, and then when you leave the door, you know, you forget everything, yeah? You look at your smartphone, and then everything is gone, huh? What kind of life is that? You know, I mean, nowadays the life, you know, I mean, nowadays the life is within the smartphone, huh? No? I mean, I see everywhere, they don't even know what reality is anymore, yeah? They go through the park, you know, texting this, texting that. Oh, that is a nice flower. Oh, I need to text it, you know, I need to send it to my friend. What kind of life is that? Yeah? Don't be astonished, you know, if you in next life you just have a smartphone instead of a head, yeah. And then everybody, you know, puts in the numbers. Yeah, I mean, what kind? Yeah, I mean, 20 years ago, there were no smartphones, you know? What did we do? Yeah? Life must have been very boring, yeah? Taking pictures, yeah. What else, yeah? Sending messages, making video calls, yeah? I mean, we used to, 30 years ago, we used to visit somebody and have a nice cup of tea, you know, and talk to him, you know, and then we went back home. Eh? Nowadays, we don't do that anymore. Yeah, we don't have any communication with a human being. We have our communication with a smartphone. Yeah? No. Come on, wake up, you know, I mean, wake up to what is important, yeah? I mean, what did the Lord Buddha teach us, yeah? He taught us the four noble truths, yeah? The first noble truth, you know, when I look at the faces, you know, I mean, dukkha, yeah? That's dukkha, yeah? Dissatisfaction, this is, yeah? Restlessness, yeah? And pain and suffering, yeah? That's dukkha, huh? Heard of it? Yeah? Yeah? Yeah, yeah. Far away, far away. That's why we look at the smartphone, not to see the dukkha. Other people drink alcohol, not to see the dukkha. Yeah? Other people take drugs, not to see the dukkha. We constantly await dukkha. Yeah? I mean, you wake up in the morning, you don't want to get up, you know, it's dukkha already. Huh? You're hungry, it's dukkha. You're thirsty, it's dukkha. Yeah? You need to go to the toilet, it's dukkha. Huh? No? Huh? Yeah. And then you're tired and it's dukkha. But we know, you know, we know the ways around. Yeah? Yeah? When we're hungry, we eat. You know, when we're thirsty, we drink. You know, when we're tired, we go to sleep. So that we don't realize, you know, the Buddha, the dukkha of this body. Huh? How much dukkha? I exert my voice too much. Maybe some warm water will help. I need so much strength, you know, to get through the kilesas, through the thickness of your kilesas. And some people still don't realize it. So that is just the dukkha of the body. Yeah? I mean, the dukkha of the mind is much tougher. Yeah? We don't like this, we don't like that, we want this, we want that. You know, we want to become this, we don't want to become that. That is the dukkha of the heart. Yeah. Somebody says something we don't like to hear, dukkha. Yeah? Somebody does something we don't like, you know, dukkha. Yeah? We want somebody else to do something, you know, for us, you know, and he doesn't do it, dukkha. Yeah? I mean, full of dukkha. That's the first noble truth, yeah? Dissatisfaction, yeah? This is, these people here in Singapore, coming late, yeah? And wearing a mask, huh? Ah, that's unreal. I can't get over it. he's missing all the good part, yeah? Huh? What's the point, you know, coming halfway, you know, into a talk, yeah? It means it's complete disrespect of the teaching of the Lord Buddha, yeah? I mean, if you come, and come early, yeah? In Thailand, you know, when the people come, when they know it is night, the talk is at 7:30, you know, they will be there at 7 o'clock, yeah? Waiting for the teacher to come. Here in Singapore, Malaysia, the teacher has to wait for the people to come. Yeah? Yeah? So where is the second noble truth? You know, where is this dukkha coming from? From our desires, from tanha. Yeah? Wanting, yeah? Wanting this, not wanting that. Yeah? Being this, not wanting to be that. That is, yeah? That's where the dukkha comes from, yeah? And the third noble truth is there's an end to dukkha, yeah? Very happy news, yeah? But the fourth noble truth is the path that leads to the end of dukkha, yeah? And this we have to walk, yeah, if you want to get over dukkha, yeah? If you don't want to be born again, you know, yeah, then we have to go the path all to the end, yeah? Or at least to the stage of Anagami, where we are not coming back in any of these worlds. Otherwise we will be born again, yeah? Then have to learn to walk, learn to talk, you know? Or, you know, spend some time in hell, yeah? That's nice, huh? You remember the last time you were in hell? No? You better get up your memory, you know? recall, how was it, yeah? Or how was it, you know, when you've been a ghost, yeah? In the ghost realm, yeah? Because that is the normal path, yeah? Being born as a human being, you know, then going to hell, you're coming back as a ghost before you become a human being, yeah? That is 70% of the people, yeah? 70% of the human beings, yeah? Lord Buddha said, Padaparama, yeah? They have no even chance, yeah? You have a chance, yeah? But today, no. Tomorrow, okay. Then, no, it's too difficult. Yeah? And then we go again. Yeah? And then we lay back. And then we go again. Yeah? That's why he called them Naya. Yeah? 30% or 29.9%. Yeah? They're swinging forth and back. Yeah? Sometimes they go to hell, sometimes they go to heaven. You know, then they come back. Yeah? And so, yeah, that's us. Yeah? Who have some interest in Buddhism or in religion. Doesn't matter what kind of religion, yeah? I mean, Christian religion is okay, you know, if they're interested in really practicing, yeah? I mean, it teaches also us to be good people, yeah? Muslim is the same, yeah? I mean, most of the religion teaches us to be good, yeah? What did the Lord Buddha, the teaching of all the Buddhas is? Don't do evil, do good. Yeah, that's the teaching of all the Buddhas, yeah? And that's what we should do, yeah? Otherwise, you know, I mean, hell is there, yeah? You remember the five precepts, huh? Somebody told you, you know, about the five precepts, huh? You forgot already, huh? Yeah? Huh? Not harming any living being is the first precept, huh? Being, yeah? And there is not only human beings, yeah? It's animals as well, huh? Devas, you know. But most of us, we don't know the devas, yeah? So, not harming any living being, yeah? Second one, not taking what is not given. Not only stealing. You work in a, you know, you work in a factory and there's some nice thing, you know, take them home. That is, yeah? It's against the precept, yeah? You work in an office, you know, and there's a parker, you know, there's a, yeah? Whatever, you know, what you write with, you take it home, you know, that is against the precept. Huh? Every one of us still does that, yeah? Oh, yeah. I'm working with it, you know, taking it home, you know, it's okay, you know, I'm working for this company, yeah? Lumpur thought, you know, the same way, you know? Huh? Did that the same way, you know? I did a lot of bad karma as well, yeah? So, that was the second. The third, no sexual misconduct, yeah? When you look at the world, it's full of sexual misconduct, yeah? Being faithful to one's partner, yeah? Not being faithful is against the precept, yeah? Using somebody, yeah? What is coming up now in the West, very much in the West, I don't know about the East, yeah? I mean, the sexual misconduct with the children. That's sexual misconduct, yeah? Using the children, you know, for one sexual pleasure. Or using somebody who is dependent on us for sexual pleasure. You know, that means teacher, you know, and student, yeah? Or professor, you know, and student. It's still sexual misconduct. Also means the CEO or our boss, you know, and there are his people who are dependent on him. That's all, you know, sexual misconduct. Look at the world, it's full of it, yeah? And they don't have any chance, you know, they will go instantly to hell, yeah? People who kill other people will go instantly to hell, yeah? And sexual misconduct will also go instantly to hell, yeah? So worry about this, yeah? Worry about this instead of your bodily health, you know? What is the fourth precept, yeah? Now, No lies, no harsh speech, no harmful speech. Yeah. That doesn't include the new term hate speech. Yeah. I don't even know. Yeah. If I don't like somebody talking, you know, that means, you know, he's hateful. Yeah. That's not going against the precept. Yeah. If he tells me, you know, you're full of shit, you know, then I have to accept it that I'm full of shit. Yeah. Yeah. No. We don't want to accept that. No? People say that. Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's because of anger, you know. It is not harmful, you know. I mean, it is. And sometimes it's even the truth, yeah. So, yeah. No. So no lies. No speech that really hurt somebody, yeah. Or harmful speech. And then no alcohol, no drugs, yeah. Yeah. Everything that makes us unmindful. Yeah. And nowadays, you know, I include the smartphones as well. Yeah? No smartphones. Yeah? Yeah? It makes us unmindful, you know. We run against, you know, other people, you know, we run against the poles, you know. And then sometimes, you know, people, you know, on the motorbike, you know, look at the smartphone and you know, I mean. But it's not against the precepts. But I include it. Yeah? It's so deceiving. Yeah. I mean, and where does it come from? Yeah? The smartphone. Yeah? It comes directly from avijja, wanting to know. I want to know. I want to know. I want to know. I want to know about this. I want to know about that. I want to know about that. Yeah? Yeah? Avijja. Means actually, you know, not knowing, yeah? Wanting to know, but not being able to know. Yeah? That is the definition of avijja. Yeah? The mastermind behind this whole universe, yeah? That's the mastermind, yeah? Wanting to understand, but not being able to understand. That is avijja, yeah? But avijja has three armies, you know, in that, you know? Yeah? The armies of greed, hatred, and delusion. Yeah, that's what we have to fight. Yeah, I want this. We have to fight it. Yeah, don't give in to. Yeah, we don't need it. Yeah? Happiness arises in the heart. Look in the heart, you know, and you will be happy. Yeah, look at the things out there, you know, shopping mall, and you will be unhappy because you cannot afford them. Yeah? I want it. I want it. Yeah. Look at women, you know, I mean, I need a new dress, you know, I wore the dress, you know, for 3 days, now it is old, I cannot wear it again, huh? Yeah? Or a new handbag, or new shoes, or whatever, yeah? Yeah? All for the making up of this body, you know, making it more interesting, yeah? So that the men fall for it, yeah? And the men need a new car, yeah? I need a new BMW or whatever, you know, or Mercedes, you know, and a bigger car, you know, yeah? A bigger house, you know, more money, yeah? So, yeah? Wanting this, all this, yeah? These desires, yeah? Going up, yeah? So the way out, yeah? The fourth noble truth, yeah? I mean, I talked about, you know, the five precepts, yeah? Sila, samadhi. What is samadhi? Huh? The ability to concentrate, yeah? And if you use a smartphone, you will see, you know, you cannot concentrate anymore, yeah? After 3 or 4 seconds, and the mind wanders off, yeah? Try it, yeah? Huh? Close your eyes, you know, and stay with the Buddha or stay with the breath, yeah? For an hour, yeah? And then you see, you know, how fast the mind goes out, yeah? It's very difficult, yeah. I mean, I see, you know, the young generation, especially, you know, that comes to the monastery. I mean, they are so used to the smartphones, you know, they cannot concentrate anymore, yeah. I mean, every moment they go, you know, looking here, looking there, looking up, looking down, you know, or moving here, moving there, yeah. And the same thing with the meditators, yeah. I mean, constantly moving, yeah. Oh, painful here, painful there, painful there, huh, yeah. I need to move, I need to scratch, I need to this, you know. We don't train the body in meditation, we train the mind. Huh? No. We train the mind, not the body. Let the body be the body and the mind be the mind, or the chitta be the chitta. And that's what we are training. Yeah? Understood? Yeah? That is the concept, that is samadhi. Samadhi needs to know one object, yeah? Be it the breath around the tip of the nose, yeah? Or be it, be it the word Buddha, 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 Buddha. The mental repetition of the word Buddha, yeah? So we put our concentration on the Buddha or on the breath, yeah? And then we develop sati. We develop this awareness of how the breath is or how the Buddha is. Is the Buddha fast, deep or shallow? Yeah? Is the breath, you know, deep, long or shallow, rough? Whatever. Yeah? We observe. Huh? We don't control the breath. We observe the breath. Huh? How is the breath at every moment? We don't have to think about it. Yeah? I mean, once we look, once we observe, yeah? I mean, next time go to the zoo, yeah? And observe the animals, the monkeys or whatever they are, yeah? You don't have to think about it, what they are doing. You know it! Waking up some people. Huh? That is the idea. We know it already. We don't have to formulate it. We don't have to think about it. But, yeah? Yeah? So next time, or go to the zoo and look, yeah? Huh? Or better look at the hamster wheel in the hamster, yeah? The hamster in the hamster wheel, yeah? And then see yourself in there, yeah? Running, yeah? Look at the animals, yeah? Huh? Observe them. And that is how you observe the breath or observe the Buddha. Yeah? That is developing sati. And sati is a key. Yeah? Sati is the key to our investigation, to developing panya, yeah? Wisdom. Yeah? Without sati, we can't develop panya. We cannot develop wisdom. Yeah? Because yeah, we need concentration, we need sati. Yeah? We need to see what, observe what is going on. Yeah? When we observe the body, we need to see what is going on. Yeah? For instance, we ask ourselves, I want to see myself, you know, I mean, I want to see one of my death, you know, previous death, yeah? And then you look at the body, you know, you close your eyes, you look at the body and then see how it dies. Huh? We observe, yeah? We don't have to think about it, how it dies, yeah? Because whenever we think about it, you know, we go in the wrong direction. Yeah? That should be clear, yeah? I mean, that's what we train, you know, when we do meditation, calm meditation, it's called samatha meditation. Calm meditation, making the mind calm, yeah? Every thought that comes in, we replace with the attention on the breath or with the word Buddha, yeah? And the same thing, you know, I mean, the same thing holds true, you know, for investigation. We have to observe the same thing, yeah? Observing the breath, yeah? Until the mind gets calm. Every thought, every memory that comes up, we replace with the attention on the breath or with the attention on the Buddha, yeah? Until the mind gets calm. Yeah? And then don't fall asleep, yeah? Because when the mind gets calm, it falls asleep, yeah? No. Wake up, yeah? Huh? And then you've never been as awake before, yeah? You're completely awake. And that is called, you know, once there are no more thoughts and no more memories coming up, it's called upachara samadhi or access samadhi. Yeah? That is the point, yeah? When we can stay in access samadhi, you know, for 10 or 15 minutes, yeah? Then we have enough sati, you know, to do some investigation. Yeah? And the investigation is, what do we investigate? Huh? Us. No? We investigate the things that we think make us. And these are the five khandhas, the five groups. The body, very important group. Yeah? But feeling, yeah, is also important group. Yeah? Thinking, memory and association, and consciousness. These five groups make us, make our personality. Yeah? Huh? I mean, look at it, you know. Can you find anything else that is outside of these five groups? That is what you think it's me, mine, or not? Look at the clouds, look at the sun. Is it you, me, mine? Yeah? No, it's my feeling, it's my thought, it's my memory, yeah? It's my body, yeah? No? That's it, yeah? That's why we investigate it to see it's not me, it's not mine, it's not myself. It doesn't belong to me. That's what the Lord Buddha teaches, yeah? Called anatta. Yeah? Whatever I can feel cannot be me. Whatever I experience cannot be me. Yeah? Because who is the one who experiences it? Huh? Who experiences a feeling? Huh? Who experiences a thought? Have you ever tried to ask the thought, do you know you are a thought? Huh? What does the thought reply? Nothing. Because it's a phenomenon. Just like feeling is a phenomenon. Yeah? They all arise and cease. All arise and cease. Yeah? Thoughts arise and cease. How many of the thoughts that you daily have, you know, did you invite? Huh? Ever counted? Huh? Most of them, 99%, you know, come by themselves and go by themselves. Yeah? So how can you call it, it's you? Yeah? It's me, it's mine. The feeling's the same. Yeah? They come and go. That's why we're so unhappy when the happy feeling disappears. Yeah? When we become unhappy. Yeah? If the feeling would be you, yeah? If it would really belong to you, yeah? I mean, you could change it instantly from a good feeling to a bad feeling or from a bad feeling to a good feeling, yeah? I mean, the clothes that you have on your body, you can change if you don't like the color or if you don't like the form. You just go into your drawer and take out a new, or go in the shopping mall and buy a new one, yeah? Can you do that with feelings? Huh? 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 Yes? No. You cannot. The feelings arise and cease, you know, depending on their own cause, yeah? And we have to find out, you know, that is what the investigation is about, yeah? We have to find out how they arise and cease, yeah? What is the cause of them to arise and cease? Same with thoughts, what is the cause of them to arise and cease? Yeah? Memories, yeah? The memories that come up, yeah? Sometimes we want to memorize something, it doesn't come up, yeah? Other memories constantly come up, huh? Bother us constantly, yeah? We didn't ask for them, yeah? It's just like, you know, I mean, you live in a house or in an apartment and constantly somebody comes and knocks at your door, you know, and wants to go in, yeah? You don't even know him, yeah? You don't know where he's coming from, but he constantly, you know, bothers you, runs in your house, you know, just like hooligan, you know, messes up everything and then leaves, yeah? And we are in a mess, yeah? Afterwards. Remember this, yeah? I mean, it is very important, yeah? To remember the five groups, yeah? The body doesn't belong to us, yeah? Though we are born in the body and we die in the body, you know, the body is the body, you know, and the chitta is the chitta, huh? Have you noticed something? You know, I mean, in Pali, you know, chitta, yeah, is the heart, you know, the heart and the mind, yeah? The five khandhas is rupa, the body. Vedana, feeling. Sanya, memory association. Sankara, short form of thought. And vijnana. Have you seen chitta in there? No. There's no chitta. The chitta knows that these things arise and cease. That's what it is. Yeah? The chitta is the knowing nature of the heart. Yeah? It knows, yeah? But it also has a problem, you know, it has all the kilesas in it, yeah? That constantly want this and want that, don't want this and don't want that, yeah? Avijja has a hand over it, yeah? You have a very strict governor, yeah? That constantly controls you, eh? I want this, I want that, yeah? I don't like this, I don't like that, yeah? And they're constantly coming up these kilesas, yeah? Constantly ordering you around. No? Huh? I'm not happy about this. Huh? I'm not happy about that. Think about having a partner like this. Yeah, I mean, you would chuck him out, you know, after 4 or 5 days if he comes like this, Kilesas, constantly. Huh? No, I can't take you anymore. Yeah? Huh? If he says, yeah, if you do this, do that, you know, I'm not happy about this, about that, you know. Huh? How long would you stay with this a partner like that? Huh? Not very long. Huh? Huh? But me? Oh, yeah, Kilesa, yeah, it's me, it's mine. Yeah? That is a problem, yeah? That we call it me, mine, and myself, yeah? My thoughts, you know, my feelings, yeah? My memories, yeah? My body, yeah? No. You know, born in the body, you know, die in the body, and the chitta goes out and looks for the next body. Yeah? Just like the driver of the car, you know, his car crashes, you know, and he looks for the next car. Yeah? The driver has no problem, yeah? He doesn't care about, you know, it's because the car is not his, it's not him. But we think about this body, be me and mine, yeah? So the chitta is not within the five khandhas. The chitta is the knowing nature of, yeah? If it is pure, it is a pure knowing nature, yeah? And if it's defiled, you know, like we said, you know, it's under the sway of avijja, then we call it the defiled chitta, yeah? That has all this greed, hatred, and delusion within it. I understand that, huh? Yeah. I mean, make your life a little bit easier, yeah? Don't think, you know, these thoughts are me and mine. Yeah? Don't think these memories are me and mine. And especially these feelings and this body. Yeah? This feeling is my feeling. I'm my feeling. Yeah, you hurt my feeling. Huh? How can I hurt a feeling? Huh? Ever thought about that? Huh? How can I hurt a feeling? Hmm? We constantly say that. You hurt my feeling. Huh? No, what you hurt is my view of myself. That's what you hurt. Huh? You disillusioned me about myself. Yeah? Because we live in an illusion about ourselves. We are like this, we are like that, we are near, you know. And somebody comes and tells us, you know, no, you're not like this. Yeah? And that's why we are hurt. Yeah? It's our view of ourself that is hurt. You cannot hurt a feeling, you cannot hurt a thought, you cannot hurt a memory, because it's a phenomena. How can you hurt that? Yeah? You can hurt your notion about yourself. That is, yeah, what is hurt. Huh? Understood? No, I really don't want to understand that. Huh? It's so easy, you know? Yeah? Especially then when the male gives in, you know, said, okay, you know, I do it. Huh? Yeah. So in the most important thing, yeah, I mean, yeah, reflect about that, yeah, is karma. Yeah, I mean, I talked a little bit in the beginning, you know, about these obnoxious people who still put on a mask on. Whatever comes our way is the result of our karma. Yeah? No? That's what the Lord Buddha teaches. Yeah? I mean, the first fetter, you know, that binds us to the realm of rebirth, you know, is the fetter of doubt. That there's karma, that there's heaven, that there's hell, that there are beings in heaven, there's beings in hell, that there's good results of karma and there are bad results of karma. Yeah? So whatever we do, you know, will come back to us. Yeah? It's a boomerang, you know, that constantly comes back to us, yeah? But not in this life, you know, in the next life, yeah? So what we experience right now is the result of our karma from our previous life. Huh? Say hello, welcome, here I am, yeah? Come on, yeah, get rid of it, yeah? Huh? Huh? Don't oppose it, you know, because then it becomes strong and comes again, yeah? Don't do unto others what you don't want others to do unto you. I mean, you should know the saying by now. For whatever happens to you right now is what you have done unto others. Huh? Does that sink in? No. I mean, in the West, we have only the first part, yeah? Nobody tells us about the second part, yeah? For whatever happens to us, yeah? It is very logical, yeah? Must come, you know, from our own deeds, yeah? And that's what the Lord Buddha teaches, yeah? Whatever happens to us, you know, is what we have done unto others, yeah? You cannot blame anybody, yeah? You cannot blame your partner, you cannot blame your kids, you cannot blame, you know, your boss, you cannot blame anybody, you cannot blame your government. Even if it is stupid, yeah? Even if it's deceiving us, yeah? We cannot blame it, because it's the result of our own doing, yeah? We have done it before, we have done it for others, unto others, you know, and now others will do it unto us, yeah? Just this, just if you remember this, you know, with your heart, yeah? I mean, it makes life so much easier. We don't have to fight anybody, anything, yeah? I mean, so how much energy, you know, how much, you know, sometimes how much money, how much energy do we put into things, you know, to fight against things that we don't like? Huh? Once we realize, you know, it's a part of our karma and we receive it, we accept it, you know, I mean, it's over. And all the energy, you know, yeah, I mean, huh, is for us, yeah, to develop, yeah, to develop samadhi, huh, and to develop wisdom, yeah, to get out of this, yeah, to get out of this hamster wheel, yeah? No. Ah, it's too difficult, yeah? I mean, when I look at your face, oh, so difficult, so difficult. Huh? Wake up! Get your life within your own hands, yeah? Don't let other people, don't let the kilesas control you, yeah? If you really understand, if you really understand what I taught, or what the Lord Buddha teaches, yeah? I mean, then get, yeah? Become your own master, yeah? And don't listen to the voice in your head that constantly tells you what to do, what to think, you know, and what not to do, yeah? But we constantly listen, yeah? And accept karma, you know, whatever comes our way, yeah? Okay, hello. Yeah, sometimes, you know, you bite your teeth, you know, and then, yeah, and then let it go, let it pass by, yeah? I mean, it cannot, you know, it doesn't destroy you, yeah? The karma that comes back to us, you know, never destroys us, yeah? It's there for us to learn. Because if we look at the karma, you know, we see the cause within our own heart that leads to this or that creates this kind of karma. It's still there. Yeah? We uproot it, you know, and it, you know, and then it doesn't come back, you know, and no new karma is created. Yeah? That's what we have to learn. I mean, what are these people doing, you know, coming, you know, 1 hour late, huh? They don't have a watch, or you don't need a watch in Singapore. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I mean, it disturbs the Dhamma talk, you know, if people constantly coming in, you know, late at time, yeah? So remember this about karma, yeah? Make your life a little bit more happy, you know, I mean, huh? Where's happiness, huh? Yeah, here in the heart, yeah? Why don't you look here in the heart, yeah? Huh? You don't need to go to the shopping mall, you know, to look for happiness, yeah? Because it arises here in the heart, yeah? Hmm? The unhappiness also, yeah? And then you can get rid of it, yeah? If you're good, you know? Yeah? If you're good, if you develop wisdom, you know, I mean, yeah? There doesn't need to be unhappiness, huh? Unhappiness is, you know, when we are not happy, when we don't agree with the situation that we are in. If you're comfortable with any kind of situation, how can we be unhappy? Huh? A monk, you know, I mean, whatever people put in his bowl, you know, he's happy with it. Yeah? Or whatever people give him, he's happy with it. Yeah, I mean, he has to learn it, you know. Of course, you know, in the beginning he's unhappy because he wants this or that, yeah. But, you know, he's training that, yeah. To be happy with everything, you know, or to be comfortable with anything that is given to him. Yeah, because all the things, you know, that he needs for his life are being given by lay people, yeah. So, if you're happy with the things, you know, that happen to you, you know, I mean, there's no unhappiness in your life, yeah? And your face can light up, but, you know, I mean, there's still dark, yeah? Yeah, yes. I mean, it's so amazing, huh? Airplane mode. Okay, so I think, you know, that's enough for this evening talk. Yeah, if you have any questions, yeah, you can ask them. Yeah. Okay, no questions. Good. Stop using the smartphone. Now, how many hours do you work a day? How many hours do you sleep? And what is left? Yeah, I mean there is at least 8 hours where you can do practice. Huh? I mean you have to set the priorities. Yeah, I mean the first thing that you do in the morning when you wake up is sit for an hour. Yeah. To get the mind clear of all these thoughts and, you know, these strange dreams, you know, that come up. Chuck them out, yeah. And then you go to work, you know, when you come back from work, the first thing that you do before anything else is, you know, make the mind clear again. For whatever happened you during the day, you're not interested, you don't want to think about it. Yeah? That's what you do, yeah. I mean, then the mind doesn't sway if you do that, you know, that mind doesn't sway so much, yeah. But if you're constantly on your smartphones, you know, I mean, there's no rest, you know. It just makes things worse, yeah. And then after that, you know, if you have some time, you know, do some reflection of what happened during the day. Yeah? What kind of thoughts came up, you know, when I was waking up, yeah. What kind of feelings, you know, what did I do then? When I brushed my teeth, what I was thinking about, yeah. We brush our teeth and think about, you know, all these things, yeah. No. That's not good, yeah? Stay with brushing the teeth or stay, you know, with washing your body, you know, or taking a shower, yeah? I mean, see, you know, see how the soap goes over the body, you know? I mean, feel it, yeah? I mean, that's how we can stay mindful. Whatever you do, you know, you do without thinking about anything else, yeah? That's how you stay mindful, yeah? And if you do that, you know, I mean, your life becomes much easier, yeah? Especially if you do the daily reflection, yeah? To see what is going wrong, yeah? To see, you know, I mean, you see so many useless things that you do, you know, where you waste all your life, yeah? All your time, yeah? You see it very clearly, yeah? When you do this reflection, yeah?
Just a quick one. Maybe I didn't get it correct in your there's no life. And then Shita is not one of them. So is these five factors are seen as the five aggregates? Or
they have five groups, yeah. The five khandhas.
Five khandhas.
Yeah. The chitta is not part of the five khandhas. Rupa, Vedana, Sanya, Sankara, Vinyana. I mean, I talked about it, you know. I mean, if you listened a little bit, I said the body, feeling, memories, association, you know, thought, yeah, and consciousness. These are the five khandhas, or the five groups, or the five aggregates, yeah. I mean, you talk about a lot about, you know, I mean, some people call it aggregates, you know, it is not. Khanda is group. So, you understand now? No. I mean, the five groups or the five aggregates are the same thing. Yeah. Yeah, and the chitta is not part of it. What is consciousness? Huh?
Consciousness is not chitta.
Why would the Lord Buddha call consciousness vijnana and the chitta? If they are the same thing? I mean, so many people get so confused, they think consciousness. Consciousness belongs to the universe, it appears and disappears. Huh? The chitta never disappears. Have you ever seen consciousness appearing and disappearing? Yeah? No. Most of the time you're anyway unconscious now, so I mean you don't even know when consciousness is there. Consciousness just tells you, you know, something has come in contact with the senses. That's consciousness. What has it to do with the chitta that knows that something has come into contact with the senses?
I used to think that chitta is consciousness, but now we are seeing that chitta and consciousness are different.
The chitta is the chitta and consciousness is consciousness. Consciousness belongs to the five aggregates or to the five khandhas. Yeah? I mean, without consciousness you wouldn't be aware of this body. Yeah? Yeah? You wouldn't even know, you know, feeling, you know, some senses, you know, the ear sense or the eye sense or has made contact, yeah? Memory then tells you, you know, what you see or what you hear, yeah? They all work together, yeah? And the chitta is the two box, and within the chitta is a vijay, you know, and is the dhamma, is the darkness and the light, yeah? And whoever has control over the toolbox uses the toolbox, yeah? People get so easily confused, eh? They also think, you know, I mean, sati is mindfulness. Huh? Sati is mind emptiness. The mind is completely empty. That is what is sati is. Awareness. Today we learned a new thing, huh? There are quite a few, you know. I mean, when I came, you know, I was also, you know, I mean, I took the meditation courses, you know, in the West, yeah? Yeah? And I was educated by Western teachers, you know, and I learned all the wrong things, you know. And, you know, when I came and see Lungta Mahabua, you know, I mean, it took him 2 years, you know, to get rid of all my wrong beliefs, yeah? And here in Singapore, there are so many teachers coming, you know, and everybody teaches something else, you know, and I mean, no wonder that you get confused. Huh?
Then what is mindfulness?
It's mind emptiness, sati. Have you ever seen a mind empty? Yeah, it just knows. Yeah, it's to be aware. Mindfulness, the mind is full of one thing. Yeah? And mind emptiness, the mind is empty of any occupation. It's just aware. aware of everything that goes on. No! Sati is mind emptiness. It's often translated as mindfulness, but it's wrong.
So that was the translation of mindfulness.
I don't know. I mean, I never studied Pali. Maybe there is no, yeah? I mean, remember, you know, people who translated the Pali, you know, into English, yeah? I mean, that was in the 18th century, yeah? They had no ideas about Buddhism, yeah? Now they just look up, you know, how this word comes so often, you know, and in this context, you know, and that's why we translate it like that. Anybody who meditates, you know, understands, you know, what is sati and what is not sati, yeah? Okay? What was? Yeah? Go ahead. What?
Good evening, Ajahn Mati.
Don't wake me up.
I have a question for you regarding the teaching of Lord Master chapter. They mention impermanence as well as non-self as two different identities, but shouldn't be considered as one. Because the way I can make it is, if there is no, if you talk of it, no self, then you cannot have any permanence. You cannot have any idea of permanence if there is no self, when things are constantly changing. You see?
Yeah?
So then it shouldn't be viewed as one instead of as two entities.
Why? It's anicca anatta dukkha. I mean, that's what the Lord Buddha teaches, yeah? No. Actually, you know, when you look, yeah, that's what you think. And whenever we start to think, it always goes in the wrong direction. Anicca is impermanent, yeah? I mean, some people, you know, I mean, they have no problem, you know, that the body gets old, yeah? They still think it's me and mine and myself. Yeah? See? That things are changing, you know, that your house is changing, you know, your wife, you know, puts different curtains in. You have no problem. But you still think it's your house. No?
So from your answer, can I ask you, is a lot of people suffering? You see, it's because it attaches too much to meanings to things.
Yeah, sure. No, they are.
Terminology is actually doing something.
Yeah, of course I agree with it. Yeah. But you think too much, and that also tricks your mind. Sometimes we need some, yeah, we need some concept, you know, that the Lord Buddha brought up, like anicca, you know, to see impermanence of things, you know, to see the impermanence of the body, or to see the impermanence of flowers, you know, or of clouds, or of weather, of things like that, yeah? Because actually, you know, when you look at the people, you know, who attain arahantship, they go through one of these doors. They go either through the door of anicca, or through the door of anatta, or through the door of dukkha. There are three different kinds, you know, of doors where you can enter Nibbana, yeah? Okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for your time tonight. So, I recall that one of your recent talks You were sharing about your plans to leave your mom's street, and one of the reasons you cited was because you felt like you had fulfilled your karmic obligations. So I was wondering if you could share more about how one can know when one has fulfilled one's karmic obligations. Thank you.
I'm not sure if I understood, but what is your question?
Sorry.
I mean, what is the first of all, you know, what is the statement, you know, and that, you know, what did you hear in one of my talks?
I think you were sharing about your plans to leave your monastery, and one of the reasons you cited was because you felt like you had fulfilled your karmic obligations to teach and be the ethical.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I was wondering if you could share more about how one can know when one has fulfilled one's obligation.
I mean, what one time you know? I mean, you fulfilled your karma that you know you've done with it. Yeah, that doesn't mean that you instantly stop. Yeah, you still have metta. Yeah, so out of metta, not out of karmic obligation, you can still teach. Yeah. But, you know, it is very hard, you know, in nowadays, in our day and age, you know, especially with all the smartphones, you know, to teach people, yeah, because they don't have an understanding. And the younger monks, you know, I mean, fed up with them, yeah. Huh? I mean, they just don't listen, you know. Huh? Or they don't want to do this or don't want to do that, yeah. And that's why I said, you know, yeah? I go, you know, you can stay here. Yeah? But that doesn't mean, you know, if people are coming and searching me out and want to know something, that I sit there and said, no, go back home. No. Yeah. I mean, if I have metta, if I see, you know, this person, you know, comes, you know, and looks honestly, yeah, truthfully, you know, to seek the truth, you know, I mean, of course I will be there. Yeah. The question is if he finds me, yeah. So, there was?
I've got two questions. My first question is, can you guide us on how do we watch rising and falling in every moment? I'm not too sure if I'm doing it correctly, but for instance, when you are mindful enough, you just watch that this moment has gone by. So, is that the right way to look at rising and falling in each moment?
I wouldn't call it rising and falling, I would call it arising and ceasing.
Right, arising yeah. And ceasing.
Yeah. Look at the flowers, you know, yeah, I mean the blossom, you know, and then they fade away. Look at young people and look at old people, you know, you see the anicca, yeah? Yes. I mean, it's okay, yeah? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you have no sati, you know, then you cannot really see, you don't really understand, you know, what is going, yeah. Okay. You still can be attached to the arising and ceasing, yeah.
Okay. And thank you, Ajahn. And my second question is, I think I'm a bit confused regarding observing Buddha. Because
yeah?
When you watch Buddha, right, it actually leads you into concentration.
Yeah?
Yeah, but then you stay in the breath and don't care about it. And you know, don't care about whatever that arises, then you just think that just now you mentioned that, you know, sati is when the mind is empty, because you don't think so much, don't analyze. But if you don't go into concentration, then is it like vipassana then?
What should be vipassana?
Yeah, I mean, Buddha, because if you just watch Buddha, sometimes it can lead you into concentration.
Yeah.
But,
That's what it is for.
Sorry?
That's what it is for.
Yeah, but if you stay with the breath, then you don't really go into concentration.
Why not? I do.
Because there are many thoughts, then you just keep going back to the breath.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, if you have a lot of thoughts, you know, and you stay with the breath, then it is very difficult in the beginning. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah? That's why we use the word Buddha, yeah? Huh? So, what you can do is, you know, you use put with breathing in and do with breathing out, yeah? And once the mind gets calm, you know, one of these, you know, disappears. The Buddha disappears, or the breath disappears, you know, and you just stay with the Buddha, yeah? I mean, there are people, you know, my venerable teacher asked me, what, you know, when I had some questions about practice, well, what are you doing? Are you doing Buddha or are you doing breath? I said, breath, you know. And I said, okay, when you do breath, you do this, yeah? When you do Buddha, you know, you do something else, yeah?
Huh?
Sometimes
when I watch people,
right,
it doesn't say the breath, but I may recall the qualities of the Buddha. So is that the right
thing? What? Yeah, I mean, of course you can use Buddha, Dhamma or Sangha, but not Buddha, Buddha.
Okay. Huh? Thank you very much.
Hmm.
The ladies asked that I need to say about the meditations. Ajahn Martin, I would like to ask you something on meditations. Because when you actually meditate, as you go further and further into meditation, your breath actually becomes more refined.
Yeah.
Very, very slow.
Yeah.
And then you go. Okay. So, is that, so what would you advise to people who, in the course of this process,
you have to be more interested in the breath, yeah? I mean, in the beginning you feel it, you know, and yes, you know, when the mind becomes calm, the breath becomes more subtle, yeah? And then you cannot feel it as much, but you know it. And you can know it much, much better than you ever can feel it. So the knowing becomes prolonged and becomes stronger. So you stay with the knowingness of the breath, yeah? I mean, you can even feel, you know, the whole breath body, yeah? I mean, that happens, you know, automatically, you know? Just stay, you know, stay with the breath, yeah? Until, you know, but develop this knowingness about the breath. Is the breath now in the beginning? Is it at the midpoint? Is it, you know, towards the end? When does it change from in-breath to out-breath? Watch every moment of the breath, yeah? And then you automatically drop into the knowingness, yeah? I mean, what the biggest problem that people have with their meditation is that they don't develop this knowingness. They don't develop the sati. Because then, you know, I mean, the mind gets calm, then we stay with the feeling of calm, then the calm disappears, ah, oh, where's my Buddha, where's my breath, yeah? Huh? We have to develop, and that is tedious work. Really tedious, yeah? Know every moment, you know, where the Buddha, does the Buddha, is the B, is it the U, D, 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 H, O, yeah? Know it, yeah? And then you easily get concentrated, yeah? The same with the breath, yeah? And then it changes, you know, in the beginning you feel it, and then it changes just to knowingness of the breath, yeah?
So one of the spiritual or samadhi is that you cannot hear anything, and you cannot feel your body. But is there something that you really cannot hear anything? Or is it because in the course of samadhi, there is some kind of a mental
Yeah, I mean, to one degree you're correct, you know, I mean, the more we get concentrated, the more the world, you know, disappears, yeah? But there is no internal noise. No. That's why you concentrate it, yeah? I mean, if you start to concentrate on the brain, you know, or on the noise, you know, the internal noise, yeah? I mean, then you get distracted. Concentrate on the breath, yeah? And what is happening, you know, when the breath becomes really fine, you know, when the sati becomes really strong, I mean, everything disappears, you know, you don't feel your hands, you don't feel your arms, you don't feel your legs, you know, you only have a little point, you know, I mean, where the chitta is, where the knowingness is, yeah? and the rest of the world is gone. Yeah? And if you go then into deep samadhi, you know, if you jump into from the duality into one-pointedness, I mean, then the whole universe disappeared. Yeah? There's nobody there anymore. You can go out for hours, you know, you can sit there for 11 or 12 hours, you know, and still, you know, still you don't get to the point, you know, where it becomes one-pointed, yeah? So don't worry about it, yeah? I mean, the second problem is, you know, the first problem is that people don't develop this knowingness. The second problem is, you know, that the people, yeah, getting bored. Yeah, bored. B-O-R-E-D. They think, ah, this is boring. It's boring. You know, I looked at the press, you know, for hours now and nothing is changing. Yeah, because we are not interested. Every moment the breath is changing. Yeah. Just focusing. Yeah. And it actually leads you, you know, when the more interested, 100% interest is 100% concentration and you're gone. You're off. Everything disappears. Huh? Okay, so enough. Huh?
Okay. That's a good one tonight. Let's all rejoice. More teachings by saying sorry three times.
Oh. Hopefully one or the other, you know, has woken up, What are you going to do with your life? It is within your own hands, yeah? And make something useful of it, yeah? At least, you know, go the path, you know, or open the door, you know, of the hamster wheel so that you, next life you can get out, huh? It's up to you. You don't need anything special. I don't have enough merit to go. Yes, you have enough merit, yeah? If you have enough merit to listen to this talk, you know, I mean, you have enough merit to go at least, you know, in the right direction. Okay, now go.
So now, perhaps there's some who are here who might not be attending the retreat on board, so would it be okay that they offer requisites for anyone who has requisites?
Offering requisites, yeah. Offer your heart, that is much better. Yeah, that's appreciated, yeah.